So it's time for this week's renewable energy update. I'm joined by Dr. Matt Wright. Matt, how's it going?
I'm doing really well, Marlene. How are you this morning?
Very, very good. Now, what intriguing update do you have for us from the world of renewable energy?
Today, we're going to be talking about a bit of a development in terms of extracting energy from waves in the ocean. The world is kind of going through a transition at the moment where we're seeing a lot of renewable energy integrated into the grid, but it's really been driven by two main technologies. So those are solar panels and also wind energy. And I guess the main driver for this is the economics, particularly for solar energy, that it's become very cheap, clean electricity. However, I guess most of these resources are happening where it's installed on land, and that means that a large proportion of the energy stored in the earth, in the ocean, is being untapped. So the ocean comprises about two-thirds of the earth's surface, and we're using very, very, very little of that energy. People have been investigating for quite a long time, how can we kind of harness this energy that exists in the waves in the ocean? And I guess the most common way of doing that is to use a turbine. So you would have seen, if you kind of drive down to Canberra, you see the big wind turbines that are on the land in these big fields. And I guess the kind of premise of extracting energy from waves is a similar thing, where we're using a turbine, but instead of putting it in a field, we have it underwater. And when we actually analyze how it works, we kind of treat the air and the water as the same thing. Like fluid mechanics talks about the movement of either air or water, and it discusses them in a similar way. It's just the density is different. And so these turbines actually work more efficiently underwater because the water is like more dense than air. So it can be kind of like a more efficient wind turbine. But one of the main issues with the technology is that when you put something in the ocean near the shore, there's a lot of storms. And so the big issue is that anything that we install has to be able to resist the impact of massive storms that happen at the ocean. And so that really makes it expensive, making it kind of durable enough that it can withstand these massive storms that happened in the ocean. And that's kind of like a barrier at the moment for us being able to extract this massive resource of energy in the ocean.
Right. Okay. So it sounds like it's a really good opportunity. I mean, we've got so many beaches, we've got so much, as you said, like two-thirds of the landscape. But so I'm guessing the actual storms are more of a barrier for turbines underwater versus on land.
Yeah, just because, the storms can be so bad in the ocean that it makes it very difficult to design something that is basically not going to be destroyed by the storms. There was an article that's just come out where scientists are actually looking to nature to try to come up with a solution. And it's not the first time that people have looked at nature. I was having a little bit of a look at the concept of biomimicry before the show, where we kind of use the idea or concepts that happen in nature to improve our own designs. And there's quite a few examples. So one is that apparently architects kind of look at the way that termites make their mounds, and they use that kind of knowledge or that design to help design buildings for like passive cooling. And another really good example was remember in the Olympics like 20 years ago when people started wearing those suits that made them extremely fast at swimming? The design is kind of, if you zoom in with a microscope on the way that a shark skin is designed or that it is, that kind of approach was taken and turned into these kind of swimsuits. And so...
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
To try to like extract this enormous resource, we've kind of turned to nature for a solution. And so people have developed what's called a bio-oscillator. And basically what it is that, we said if we put a turbine in storm, it's probably going to be destroyed because of the extreme storms that happen. But scientists are looking into the idea of using basically macroalgae or plants that are sort of strung up onto a line. And the way that it works is that we kind of have this almost like a clothesline of a very long clothesline of these kind of algae. And then as the wave pushes it backwards and forwards, it's sort of, it oscillates back and forwards. So it kind of turns into like, have you seen those old clocks with the big like metal pendulum?
Yeah.
So basically the algae produces the mass that moves in the wave like a pendulum.
Okay.
And so then that motion of the movement of the algae in the wave is then converted into electricity. And the really great thing about it is that it's kind of just algae. And so if it really is not a massive problem if it gets damaged, because we can just kind of put some more algae there. Like it's really cheap. It's not a big expensive metal turbine. It is just kind of growing there naturally in nature. And so it's much more resilient, I guess, to the issue, the primary issue that's stopping us using the energy from the waves, which is that things break, because it doesn't really matter if something happens to the algae, we can just kind of grow more. So I thought that that was pretty cool, that it's sort of, we're looking to nature for a solution to yet another problem.
I love it. Matt, we are out of time, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to chat to you.